Brethren in the Review and Herald Office, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 19, 1902. To my brethren in responsible positions in the Review and Herald Office, my mind has been decidedly called to the needs of the Southern field. Several have spoken to me in regard to the building in Atlanta that is owned by the Review and Herald Publishing Association. I am told that this property is for sale. It would cause me great sorrow of heart should it pass out of the hands of our people. There are those in Atlanta who must hear the message of truth. Such plants as this, which have been used in the service of the cause and which can still be used, should not be turned over to worldlings. Before this building is sold, an effort should be made to use it in carrying forward lines of work that will proclaim the third angel's message. God desires His people to show what medical missionary work, united with the gospel ministry, will accomplish. The need for such work is great. Could not this building in Atlanta be utilized for sanitarium work? Shall not every effort be made to advance this work in a place where we already have a building in which it can be carried forward? The sanitarium in Atlanta would be the helping hand of God, opening doors for the entrance of truth. Such an institution would be of great help to the work in Georgia and also to the work throughout the whole Southern field. I ask you to deed the building in Atlanta and the lot on which it stands over to the Southern Union Conference in trust for the advancement of the cause of God. The house, with its surroundings, is such that it could be used for sanitarium work. It would stand as a memorial of service. By its work, prejudice would be removed, and things that are ready to die would be strengthened. The Southern Union Conference is too poor to purchase this building. Therefore, I ask you, my brethren, to transfer it to them, and then they will call for gifts to enable them to equip the building and put it in running order. By transferring this property to the Southern Union Conference, the Review and Herald Office will make a noble gift to a weak, suffering, poverty-stricken field. By making this gift, they will open the way for the knowledge of the Lord to be brought to many. The Executive Committee of the Southern Union Conference most heartily endorses this plan. The Lord has laid on me the burden of the Southern field. The ignorance and destitution of thousands in this field rise to heaven as a reproach against us. Shall we not strive most earnestly to remove this reproach? We are living in the time of the end, and there is much to be done in the Southern field. Any line of work that will give the truth standing room in this field should now be taken up and earnestly and thoroughly carried forward. How little has been done to fulfill the words, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Isaiah 11, verse 9. Let the gospel be preached and practiced. Only by the preaching and living of the truths of the gospel can the world be reclaimed. Our churches in the South are to have a spiritual resurrection, and the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, will graciously bless the means employed by His servants to bring this about. The psalmist prayed, "That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health upon all nations." Psalm 67, verse 2. Let this prayer be ours. Let us pray that the healing influence of divine revelation, as a heavenly current of vital air, may come upon God's people, imparting physical and spiritual health and vigor. Let us pray that the leaven of His grace shall work in church after church, till God's name is a praise among them, because of His wonderful works. We shall extend His kingdom by doing the work close by us that is waiting to be done. I leave this matter with you, expecting no disappointment. I believe that you will look upon it as a privilege to place the Lord's property where it can be of the most use in His cause. I believe that you will make this gift willingly, rejoicing that you can thus favor your brethren in the South. Thus, you will be doing genuine missionary work, and your action will bear the Lord's commendation.